Hello and welcome to Big Bash Banter. My name is Jared. I'm here with Maurice. This is the pod that's going to give you all the cricket information and misinformation to do with the great sport of women's cricket, WBBL, particularly the Women's Scorchers team. Maurice, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You scripted that. I thought we were going freestyling.
I do all my scripting in front of the mirror, so you can tell I've spent a great deal of time in front of the mirror.
Yes, well, not by looking at you, but yes. Yeah,
this is an audio format. And for which the people will be eternally grateful for.
Yes.
But it is a cricket podcast, Maurice, so we better tell the good people why we're talking about cricket. So tell us about your background in cricket.
Well, highly qualified, obviously, having played no cricket ever. But I can throw a ball. I've been known to throw many things, a fair distance. So I think that qualifies me. Not accurately. That's not a positive. But I do watch cricket, and I speak to people who watch cricket. And generally, I sometimes pass by the Wacker.
That's the West Australian cricket ground.
Yeah, well, association is where that last letter comes in the acronym.
That's right.
It's a lovely ground. It's got some new lights that I've noticed. I've seen them go up, and that's what qualifies me. I've got a little bit of special knowledge there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So not just outfielding with the throwing, but also some knowledge around illumination.
Yeah. Some well, this is the thing. They've changed those big gas lights with LED lights, and I believe that's how you say it, LED lights. And I've been raised to say LEDs, but
yeah, right.
I believe you're supposed to say LED.
But they used to be gas lights.
Yes.
Well. Plenty of gaslighting happening on this show. Yes, I'm similarly qualified to talk about cricket, having watched some. I wish I could brag about your prowess in terms of being able to throw the ball a great distance. That's never been a strong suit of mine. That's why it was always the lesser of two evils was to put me in slips. Even though I couldn't catch it, because if they put me in the outfield, everything would be just, you know, run seven. So,
well, I mean, at least you could roll from the slips, yeah.
Underarms. That's right. That's right. And you could turn, you know, any kind of stumble into a heroic attempted catch, which inevitably ended up in a roll, particularly because, you know, the cricket grounds, they kind of slope toward the boundary for the, like, water drainage.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
that'd be me tumbling down to fine leg. But no, a couple of years playing cricket with the mighty Pinjarra Cricket Club here in the southwest of Western Australia. I've got to be specific with these areas because no doubt we've got a very large international
listenership. Absolutely, international, yes. Coming. Especially the New Zealanders, I hear.
The Kiwi, you reckon the Kiwis will be
coming? They're absolutely listening. I can feel it. I can feel it. They're listening.
If you are, you listen here, you Kiwis. Thank you for your business.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Especially for lending us your captain.
Oh, no, seriously. Thank you.
No, like, actually.
Yes. And we will get to some real cricket talk. You're referencing, of course, the great Sophie Devine.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking all about the Women's Scorchers team this season. In fact, we've got a preview pod coming out next week. Season opens up on October the 13th, so we'll have a pod out for the good people sometime before then, breaking down how we see the season's going to go, the ins and the outs of the Scorchers team, and whether we can go back-to-back.
Absolutely. And there's a good chance. Given our Maritzine cap in the 100, the winning runs, as always, a little bit of pressure, and she delivers.
Can't wait. Bloody good player.
Can't wait.
Yeah. But before then, we've got to try and figure out exactly what this podcast is going to involve. And
hopefully not singing.
we'll get to that. Because the reality is that, you know, as we've already told the people, despite our extensive knowledge of the game, It's probably not going to be enough to carry the podcast, so we're going to need some ideas, some segments to bring to the show. So we've both today come with a couple of ideas. We're going to talk about it. This isn't the show, folks. We're just talking about the show that's to come. So can you kick us off, Maurice? You had an idea for the segment for the show.
I had an idea that it came to me in a dream directly from the people. And what happened was I suddenly heard the people ask, what is Mel Jones doing? What is she doing? Where is she? What's she up to? Who's she talking to? Is she gifting cricket bats to small children in the rain? What is she doing? And so the segment is Mel Jones Watch.
Oh, love the idea. Love
we will find her. We will see what she's doing. We will give the people some hope.
So is this just about? So I'm thinking of Mel Jones. I'm thinking about great commentary. Is this just great little bits that she lets slip, or are we talking Mel Jones the person?
Oh, whatever. I mean, the person is doing the speaking, isn't she? Yes. Have I got that right?
I think nail on the head.
Excellent. So yeah, whatever she said in commentary. Obviously, this is done in a, you know, it's a great honour to be closely watched, and it's not uncomfortable or creepy in any way. It's just the people showing you're appreciated.
Because we do. We all appreciate Mel Jones.
Yes.
And what, she deserves her own segment.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea. Well, I've got an idea too.
Mm.
Anything else you want to say about Mel Jones first?
Look, for my own safety, I'll stop.
And Mel's?
Yes. Well, yes.
Moving on.
Yes.
So I was thinking we could – cricket is a global sport. It's played all over the world. Every continent on earth has a cricket team. Most – I see you giving me a look there – most continents on earth have a cricket team. Some don't, obviously. But I was trying to. We're based here in Western Australia, but I want to reach out. I mean, we've already given the Kiwis a shout out. Mm. But what about we go back? You know, why don't we have a specific focus on somewhere that's close to home for you, South Africa? We can have like a South Africa watch segment. See what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. We won't bring the cricket board into it.
What's happening with the South African Cricket Board?
I don't know. I would never say something like that. Should I be silly?
You know, I'm thinking, because who's your favourite Scorchers player?
Oh, well, we have spoken about Cup. Mm. I really, really admire.
And of course she is.
South African.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the place of your birth as well, Maurice.
Correct. Look, yeah. I mean, there's about 60 million of us now. So I don't know if we share anything special, but we do share something. And that's probably good enough for this podcast.
And do you think that's something that they could all, you know, all these South Africans could share is listening to us if we just mention something about South African cricket?
Absolutely. I think a turn off at this point is probably my accent. It's probably making them think I've not been raised properly. I have turned against my mother country, which is not true. Well, not against where? Oh dear.
When is a coup a coup? So there it is. We've got our first two ideas for the show. We've got Mel Jones Watch. We've got the international flavour with a particular focus on South Africa. What else? What else have we got, Maurice? What idea have you got for the pod?
Closely linked to South Africa, we will do stadium food reviews. Who doesn't like food? He's not a South African. If he doesn't like food, he's not a South African.
That's right. That is closely linked to South Africa.
Yes. So we will attend a game. We will choose a menu item and a beverage of some description. And we will get back to you with a review of the stadium food.
So do you think there's two things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what food is on offer? So can you do like a straight comparison, like a pie at the Wacker versus like a pie at Lilac Hills, the other venue we can watch cricket at here in Western Australia. And we're going to ask our listeners from interstate and abroad to give us feedback about the same food item at their stadium.
Well, I mean, if we're all eating Mrs. Mac's pies, if you're listening, Mrs. Mac, we can definitely comment on whether it's soggy, whether it's been heated all the way through, the gristle content, whether the particular pie is still neighing.
Oh, I don't think they're that fresh. Anything else about the stadium food segment? So this isn't going to be like a recurring one. It's just where we attend a game and sample some of the food there. So we're not going to be attending every game of the season. Obviously, there'll be away games, for example, which we might review. We can't do a stadium food segment. This can be when we attend games, we can throw it out there.
Yeah.
Do you think the Oval in some ways present greater opportunities to review food? Because they'll just have random food stalls there, right?
Well, I would hope so.
Because like the stadium, you're pretty limited. Like there's some, you know, something in the Bain Marie, but like talking about the food stalls that might rock up to the or food trucks that might rock up to the to Lilac Hill. I mean, you might get some Mexican 1 week, some Thai. Might get the hot donut. Oh, the hot jam donuts.
Look, I'm going to take your word for it because, as I've said to you previously, until this season, I was under the impression that Lilac Hill was in Canberra. I have always thought Scorchers fans are good travellers. And the support at Canberra games is exceptional.
Just a sea of orange.
There's nobody there from Canberra, but that they're here for the Scorchers, yeah.
We're just freshening a beverage here. We're going to really need something to catch on fire, you know, whether it's a TikTok or whatever. I'm thinking the way we do that is through our very own Perth Scorchers song.
Okay, so what I'm seeing here, and I'm going to tell you how I've interpreted this. You're a man with a background in football where it's quite common to walk around singing show tunes, basically.
Australian rules football. After you win the game, you'll all sing a song together. That's right, yes.
That's it, yeah. Now, there is no sport on earth that I am fond of where the same thing happens.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, apart from your national anthem, there is no team song in any sport that I follow.
And what sports are they?
Cricket and rugby.
So any of the not in that
tennis.
Yeah, but like, you can't. What are you going to do? Sing a song by yourself?
Well, that's it. It's that shows you how ludicrous it is. I mean, there are solo artists, so it's not like they couldn't sing.
Just imagine. I mean, look, my knowledge of current tennis players isn't brilliant, but, I mean, who's still there? Djokovic. Just imagine him there belting out a tune after. He probably would, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to hear him sing.
After five sets.
Okay, so a song. Well, I'm going to leave that to you, Jared.
I'm thinking it's more than a song. But anyway, I've got a name for the song already, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're ready for this, but I'm going to say it anyway, all right?
Oh, God.
It's called The Scorchy Watch.
Oh, no,
right?
No.
And the great thing about The Scorchy Watch, it's not just a song.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, Scorchy.
Yeah.
So
no, I know that bit, the second bit.
Yeah, Scorchy Watch, WRTCH, Watch.
Is that a word?
Well, it rhymes with scorchy, so it's scorchy watch. So it's, you know?
Okay, now that's where we're going to have a problem because that's not a word, is it?
Well, but yeah, it doesn't have to be. I mean, great artists, like, just make up words. Like, you know, Lewis Carroll, Shakespeare, Bob Dylan.
Artists. Bob Dylan didn't make up any words.
Yes, he did.
Like what?
Man's bird. What the fuck's he saying?
He's not made it up. He's just butchered it.
Do you think he has anything written down? That's bullshit.
He has got it written down. He just got his GP to write it.
It's like the only thing he ever had written down in his entire career was when he was singing Subterranean Homesick Blues, and every now and then, he just, every 10 seconds or so, you just see a different word. That was the extent of his lyric writing ability.
That was only after he watched Love Actually.
Ah, I haven't watched that movie in some time, but I take it there was a sign with some words written on it.
There was. There's also a massive porno scene that you should not watch with your mother.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So take us through it.
To be fair, they were very polite during the porno. It was a very polite. I think it was probably, you'd call it soft porn just because of how sensitive they were to each other.
Right.
But it was still like a good bollocking. Like it was a bit rough.
That's good. Yeah. And what did your mum think? What was her review?
I don't even remember that she asked us to turn it off, which is more troubling than I remembered until you've now prompted me.
Now, how old is this film? Is it old enough? Was it on DVD or VCR?
How the fuck do I know?
I'm just saying, if you went back to watch the tape, it was a VCR, it would just start at the same point and you just know that mum's been going back to the tape to watch it.
Yeah, no, I think we were watching it on a streaming service at this point.
Oh, dude, that's very modern.
Well, I mean, it's not a modern movie, but it's a Christmas classic.
Mm.
So every Christmas,
yeah,
if you've got sisters that are so inclined, this film has to be on.
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
I don't. How did we get there? Oh, The Sign.
Yes.
Bob Dylan.
That's right.
Yeah, lyrics. So you just make them up. And I'm thinking the Scorchy Watch, right, stands alone, not just as a song, but I'm thinking it could be a dance as well. And so once I've, to be honest, I've actually written the words to this song. I haven't got any music and I haven't actually made up the dance yet. That's what I'm thinking we do. Through the course of the season, we put music to these words and we come up with the dance. And by the end of the season, I want us to be able to perform it with the team.
What?
I want to be able to Scorchy Watch with the whole team. It would.
I don't want to be there.
Well, someone has to hold the camera.
You've got a wife. Oh. She can hold the camera.
Yeah, I've got a wife. I'd like to keep her. So you don't like the idea?
Look, I don't think they should ever know what we're up to. I mean, I just don't think we'll be let into any more games.
Yeah, I suppose. Between the team and Mel Jones, we really...
Oh, Christ. If Mel Jones hears what we're doing.
Mm. So the Scorchy Watch is out, is what you're saying?
Look, you can sing it. We can play it here. But we are not, never, ever telling them what we've done. Or what you've done, to be precise.
Right.
I won't be involved with that.
All right. Well, that's enough on... Oh, no, you go.
Unless...
Oh, shit.
I mean, like if we won the final again and we had a couple of pub drinks, that would be the only time I would sing this bloody song.
All right. That's a guarantee then. Let's just say if we've had a couple of drinks.
If we have and if we win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, great. So whenever the season ends... The Scorchy Watch will be performed in full by Maurice and the Perth Scorchers.
By Jarrett. And
oh, yeah, of course. I don't have to be pushed to do stupid things.
Correct.
All right, that's enough about ideas for the pod. Hopefully between the four ideas, something has piqued your interest. If it has, God bless you. Before we wrap the show up, because we are going... a little long. Before we wrap it up, there's been a bit of controversy lately. Again, this always seems to come up, the issue of Mancad. And
it only comes up when the Indians are bowling. And once we've edited that out, we'll continue with the next bit.
All right. I'm going to put it like this. I have very strong views about this whole issue.
And I'm afraid we're going to clash.
Look, that's my... So who's going to go first? Because we haven't actually discussed what each other's views on this are. You go.
My feeling is, if you're in the habit of stealing ground. And the only person on the field who can get you out is the bowler. I think it's fair game.
Oh, well, I completely agree.
Oh, thank God.
It's never made any sense to me, this rule.
Exactly.
Like, you're trying to gain an unfair advantage
yes.
as a batter.
This is like stealing a base in baseball. It's the same thing.
Well, exactly. Except in baseball, if someone tags you out, you're out.
Yes.
Same thing.
Exactly.
But I think even more so than that, in cricket, there was a section of the rules, laws of the game, which contained the heading unfair play.
Mm.
Now, Mankad's been specifically removed from that section.
Quite recently, I believe.
Yes.
Mm.
Exactly. So, isn't it wrong if you are the bowling team and you have an opportunity to get your opponent out within the laws of the game and you don't take it?
Particularly if you are playing in the match to win the series.
Exactly.
Well, granted, in the most recent case, the series was already won. It was a whitewash.
3-0.
That's it. India over England.
Oh, the Poms.
Who's laughing now? Yeah. In saying that, Nat Siver is a great player. And so is Catherine Brunt, and I love them, and it's just a shame they play for England. I think we can add Heather Knight, and what's the other one's name? Cross. Somebody Cross.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Kate.
Yeah, Kate Cross. Oh, Kate Cross does a great pod, by the way.
Did you
listen to that? Yeah, Kate Cross. And...
No, I've not heard that.
No, it's great. No, you're going to recommend it. It's much, much better.
Much better than this. Turn off now.
If you're listening to this, turn this off. Yes.
Also, to be fair, I think most of the controversy coming out of that issue was not, well, okay, two things here. What England would like us to believe is that they're not upset about the dismissal. They're upset about the lies about the dismissal.
The lie being that... I believe the whoever it was from the Indian camp said you were warned beforehand.
I believe it was the bowler herself. It was Deepti Sharma, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that kind of misses the point though, doesn't it? Like, they didn't have to warn you.
Yeah.
You're out of your crease. You're out.
I mean, is it just we are actually upset, but we can't be upset about what we are upset about, so we'll say something else?
Yep.
Or is it legitimately a bit of a porky from the Indian camp?
Well, I mean, if I'm in the Indian camp, right, I've done nothing wrong, and then the English are having a go at me, I'm just going to keep slinging mud. Just going to make up whatever I feel like.
It's all in the spirit of the game, the gentleman's game.
But, like, to be fair, like, I've never been, I would say the best skill I had in the game was left arm leg spin, right? That was the thing I was able to do best, all right? But I couldn't bat. I couldn't field to save my life. What I could do above anything else was sledge.
Right.
Like, world class.
I have seen you at football. This is a thing you can do.
And I just feel like if you're at the point where you've, you know, you really riled up your opponent with a legitimate dismissal and they're somehow angry about it, surely you just rub a bit more salt in. Just turn the screws a little bit
But
more.
Is that what she's doing? Is that what they're doing?
Well, that's how I see it. Do you have a different view?
Yeah. I do, to be honest. Don't lie. If you didn't warn them, well, maybe she did. Maybe it just wasn't in English. I don't know if that's racist, is it?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what it was. Or maybe, yeah, look, let's not get into it. I mean, that's what this podcast is about, getting into it, but let's not. Let's just say we agree. If you're stealing ground and there's only one legitimate way to get out, it's your fault if you get out that way. Keep your bat grounded until the bowler lets go of the ball. It's that simple.
It's that simple. I reckon, in fact, you know what? That's a good point. People love that one, Maurice.
Yes.
All right. With that said, it is time for us to go. Thank you very, very much for listening to Big Bash Banter. We'll be back with a season preview sometime before the season starts on October 13. Until then, see you there.